Hello, welcome back to Brits in the End Zone. A little bit of a treat for everyone here before the summer. For ages from the season, but the draft is upon us, so we are here in the studio. What's everyone been up to? I'm with Charles, Greeny and JP as always. JP, going to take it over to you immediately. You've got some exciting news.
Marathon training.
Running a bloody marathon.
This Sunday.
Impressive. Yeah, huge.
The big one.
First ever marathon.
First ever. In between a bit of wedding planning.
Yeah.
His... taken its toll.
Quite the modern man. Bit of marathon, yeah. Running, wedding planning.
Surely marathon is like running. In the same category, you'd say almost.
What? Well, marathon is like running. Yes, it is. It's exactly like
and
running.
We're back. We're back to an absolute flyer.
And that's Greeny back to
his
old form.
This podcast will go out, though, before or after JP's run the marathon?
Before,
hopefully.
Okay, so you can sponsor JP. He's running it very kindly for Linky.
Yeah.
So we'll tweet the link or something.
Yeah, but
like
if you go to justgiving.com and search for Linky, it's right there.
Linky, homeless charity.
We'd love our Brits in the End Zone fans to support JP on what
so close to that target.
Very close to the target. Very impressive. I've always said I'm very impressed with people running the marathon.
Yeah, so. I went to watch the Brighton Marathon this weekend. It was actually very fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, just getting drunk and cheering people's names on when you just... see their names on the yeah, it's good. Great. They get so excited when you call them.
Sure, anyway. They're excited to see you getting drunk on the side. Charles, what have you been up to the past couple of months? Anything exciting?
Wedding planning, looking at mock drafts.
Me and Charles are not getting married
no,
to each other.
No, but had surgery on my toes, so that's the only reason I'm not. Running. That's the only reason I'm not running the marathon.
And agony aunt, this is
nice that you've come with no shoes or socks as well to keep on show. Greeny, you were showing us your injury as well a minute ago.
Yeah, well, we got JP getting married running the marathon. Charles also getting married. I'm on season 5 of Barbecue Pitmaster on Netflix.
Perfect. I like that.
Having a great time.
You're a bachelor.
Well, near enough.
A tied down
bachelor. Jen won't be happy to hear that.
No, she won't listen to this.
Nah, not a chance.
So we've covered what we've been up to, but let's kick off with our first listener question from the off season, and that one comes from Ryan. And the question is: which NFL play from last year is the equivalent of the Ronaldo bicycle kick from earlier this week? Was it this week? I
think it was last week.
But yeah, so what's
Greeny up to a cracking start with the running order.
Yeah. he's already managed to fuck that up. Greeny, we'll ask you for the answer to this one.
Yeah. What do you reckon? I guess to remind everyone that Ronaldo scored an incredible bicycle kick at an important stage of the Champions League. And it took me a while to actually think what was a big play from last year. And I couldn't remember anything from last year.
Oh, I had so many.
So there was a...
cool, so I'm glad we've chosen this question.
No, the most memorable one to me was... it was when I won the NFL Draft Fantasy League. And in that game, it was the Steelers v. Texans. And Hopkins caught this amazing catch where it was one-armed, pushing the cornerback out the way. And it was very acrobatic. It just showed that he was probably the best wide receiver in the league that year. Incredible stuff.
No, cool. Fair play.
Charlesy?
I mean, I've got two, so I'll let JP go first in case I take one of his.
My one, I was trying to think of like the most spectacular sort of unexpected play, and that was, if you remember, Mohamed Sanu.
Okay.
Picks up the rock 50 yards,
bomb
down to Julio Jones. So the wide receiver acting as the quarterback, and Julio making a great catch and. Scoring an unbelievable touchdown. Yeah.
And fun fact to that, that was a third of Julio Jones' touchdowns that year.
Yeah.
From Mohamed Sanu.
There we go.
Surprised that the Foles play hasn't been
mentioned. Exactly the one
that
I was
done
going
here
to say.
As well.
The Philly special.
Leaving that for you, Adley.
You know, for the scenario of the Super Bowl to, you know, pick out a worldy play like that was just amazing.
But in that one, you had like Ronaldo do something incredible. But there wasn't really one person who did it. It was the play developing, it was the play calling, it was just a simple throw.
I'll go Tyreek Hill, his return against the Cowboys just before halftime.
That was amazing.
They purposely did like a kick along the floor and everyone back just
prevent defense, they call it.
Yeah, there we go. Prevent defense, apparently. And basically just so he can't do anything and it'll be half time. And he picks it up and just runs through like 10 defenders. Just because he's lightning quick, it was mental. And so, yeah, that was probably my highlight of just outstanding ability.
Fantastic. If we haven't mentioned one that you thought was the best, then let us know. Write in. For everyone who writes in, Charles is going to go for a pint with. That's something we've agreed. So why are we here? We're here because of the draft. But what is the draft, I hear you ask? And to give us a quick reminder is Greeny. Greeny, I've chosen you. Give us a quick reminder of what the draft is.
I really wish there was a draft in here. It's very hot. But
we could put the air conditioning on. We've got that in these top of the art Top of the art, top of the range studios. Yeah.
So the draft is, it happens annually. It is where all the best college players get drafted by NFL teams, and it's done in the order in which they finish from previous season.
So whoever, reverse order.
Reverse order. So whoever finished last, which happened to be the Browns.
What?
Many years in
perfect a row. Season.
After a perfect season, they will get the number one pick, which will be a defining player from college who may change the fortunes of the Browns. Often it doesn't happen.
You guys all said that last year.
And you went, then you went from winning one game to no games. So
backwards.
Yeah. I think
I was just to finish off. I was going to say there's seven rounds that, you know, and well, that was it. Sorry.
There we go. one excellent additional point. No, I was just going to say, I think for me, it's one of the best things about the sport in terms of it as a leveler, because you get...
So the non-sport bit is the best bit.
You know what I mean? But as in the idea that...
For Browns, yes.
No, as in the idea that it allows teams to theoretically...
Trying to keep a level playing.
Exactly. You know, and even though the Patriots have been very good and the Browns have not over the last few years, theoretically, it allows teams who have been really bad to... eventually build up very good players from college because they get the best picks and long-term improve, which we've seen has happened very recently with my team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who picked in the top first 10 picks for about 10 years in a row because we were appalling. And eventually, a few very good picks means you start getting better and get back to the top again.
Okay, so what are some of the highlights from the last few years' draft? Anyone got any examples?
Well, I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a left tackle, a part of the offensive line called Laramie Tunsil, who was very much kind of, everyone was thinking he was going to be the first pick overall. And then about half an hour before the draft, a video appeared on Twitter of him doing a bong hit through a gas mask. And surprisingly, right. A few teams thought maybe we might pick someone else because he ended up going from theoretically first pick overall to 13th pick. And while that may not seem a lot, in terms of the money in his contract, it pretty much cuts it by over a half over the course of his contract. So, yeah.
How's he been doing since?
He's not...
How is Laramie?
Laramie, he's been solid. He hasn't set the world alight, but I think they're going to actually move him around this year because they had another player in his position. I think he's going to move
Who
him.
Did? Where has he gone?
He was at the Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins, yeah. Okay.
So last year's draft was actually the first one that I took a real sort of keen interest in. And one of the amazing things I thought was the amount of trades on the first day.
Yeah.
It made it so exciting to watch.
So you can trade for draft picks between the teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think, I mean, there were about three or four in the first sort of couple of hours of broadcast. It was amazing.
It was incredible. And yeah, you can not only trade picks, you can trade for players. So you can give a player to another team in exchange for their draft pick, which as we've seen a few times already happened in the offseason. Mm. Or you can trade a couple of your picks later on to move up and get an earlier pick if there's a player sitting there you really want. And so, that's very exciting.
So if you're wondering why the Browns also have the fourth pick as well as the first pick, that's because there was a trade last year which gives them two picks in the first round.
Yeah.
But I think the amazing thing about it is it's such a spectacle. You've got draft picks being taken in players' homes from, you know, Mariota years ago was in Hawaii. You got picks taken from the zoo. It's like a show and tell. They bring on their kids.
Aren't you now a member of the zoo, Greenie?
I am a member of a zoo.
Have you been going recently?
I go purely for animal terror. I was going to say humanitarian. What's the animal version of that?
Animal
welfare.
Animal preservation.
I'm there for animal preservation and welfare. Just, you know, just to make sure they're all well.
What would you do if they weren't well?
Ring.
Okay. Any other
animal welfare society?
Any other examples of what's been happening exciting in the last year's draft before we focus on this year's?
I mean, we mentioned it. There was quite a funny moment where the defensive player for the Falcons draft towards the end of the first round had a...
What was his name, Charles?
Takarist McKinley.
Well played.
And that's without my notes. Yeah, there we go. He went up holding a portrait of his grandmother and started just kind of waxing lyrical about his grandma just swearing a lot at the same time, which didn't really go hand in hand. And it was
sexual way, or
definitely not. But it was quite overwhelmingly bizarre. But fair play to him.
I think it's great with the draft, just that it's what these guys have all been working for pretty much their whole lives. A lot of them, we know they've had some kind of tough upbringings, and this is the moment where their like dreams are realised, and it's quite cool to watch them and the emotions that come from them and their families.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Is it a big event in the States? Is this one of the ones where everyone will get around and open some beers and sit around and eat chips, or is this or not really?
It's a 3-day event, and then I think last year it was in Philadelphia, and they had maybe like 40,000 people standing outside drinking all day during it.
It's a big thing, and it's an exciting thing. And also, let's be honest, because the NFL season is quite short,
you've got to have something to get excited about.
Let's be honest, it's a massive thing to see. Potentially the future of your team's franchise, and that's what everyone gets excited about.
Dallas this year,
it is indeed.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah,
Does that mean the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl?
Maybe.
If the recent record of last season and last season alone is anything to go by.
So what's been happening to our teams in the off-season? Who should they draft? Who they need? Who have they brought in? So we'll start with the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. What a lovely sentence to say. So they've signed Michael Bennett, which was a big signing for the defence, of course. Michael Bennett from the Patriots, I believe. From the Steelers.
His brother was at the Patriots, so you're not a million
Steelers
miles
was
away.
He at? No, he
no, was
at
Seahawks.
Seahawks. Yeah.
He was one of the big players, the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, but he's really hard, like, in tatters now.
But the Eagles' defense getting even stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Torrey Smith gone. Mike Wallace. In how do we feel about that?
I think upgrade? It's an upgrade. It is, upgrade. Yeah. And
Torrey didn't do that much last year, did he?
No,
a lot of tweeting.
Although you did trade him away for with the Carolina Panthers in exchange for one of their cornerbacks, who then got arrested, and now you've cut him. So you essentially just gave Torrey Smith away for free. So, but still, Mike Wallace is an upgrade. So overall, it doesn't actually really affect your team in a bad way.
Fantastic. LeGarrette Blount's gone. Served a purpose. Time to move on and go and win a Super Bowl for another team, really, isn't it? Now?
Yeah, exactly. It's
where's he gone?
Two different teams. He's
now?
Gone to the Lions. So I don't think there's not much chance of that.
No.
Sorry, wasting money.
So who do they need? Do they need anyone, or are the teams perfect? Are the Eagles perfect?
I think they're in a good position here. They don't really need any specific group of players. They just need whoever's the best on the board at the time.
The interesting thing is going to be Wentz, how he comes back from his injury, if he's the same type of quarterback or if he's going to be a bit limited with his mobility.
Is Foles staying as backup?
Yeah, he is. I think no one was going to pay what the Eagles were going to ask for a trade. Mm. They were going to want, you know, at least a first round or maybe even two first round picks after the end of his season, and no one was realistically going to give that up for an unproven over a longer stretch of time quarterback.
Okay, so the Eagles are in good shape.
Should we quickly gloss over the Jags?
Yeah, Jags, you've got about, I'll give you 30 seconds to give us an update on the Jags, what they've done and what they need. Go.
Okay, the Jags lost Allen Robinson, which was absolutely gut-wrenching, but they they did instead invest the money into an all-pro offensive guard in Andrew Norwell, who should really help make our running game that much more impressive. So Leonard Fournette will be the forefront of our team and take the ball out of Blake Bortles' hands. Blake Bortles, of course, we also gave him an extension to his contract. So he's now going to be the quarterback going forward in case anyone, even though he's not been great, he's been solid. He got us the FC Championship.
But could you have got Kirk?
Realistically, I don't think that was going to be an option. I think they wanted to invest the money. We're going to be a team that's going to run the ball so much that investing that much money in a quarterback that in their mind is not worth almost double the amount of money that Blake Bortles is. I don't think that was ever really going to happen. So instead, they, you know, got the offensive guard. They'll probably draft an offensive lineman in the first round of the draft as well.
So all you've got to do is stop the run game if you're playing the Jags, and you're done, really.
Well, they're going to make that as hard as possible. And we've got quite a few young wide receivers who had good rookie seasons last year. We signed Moncrief, who's also still quite young. Not great, but they're basically going to have a lot of wide receivers who are going to try and split all the catches between.
They'll be out there doing fuck all while Fournette runs it, basically.
I mean, they'll do a bit, but yeah, I wouldn't hold out too much hope for a monster season.
Okay,
a la Robinson.
So I've got. I feel now like I know where the Jags' strategy's at. Like that, good summary, Greeny. Can you do the same for the LA Chargers?
Do my best. Yeah, Chargers had quite a quiet off season. It was almost a bit boring. You know, they didn't really have to do much. They just had to re-sign their key players. Casey Hayward is known as the best cornerback in the league. Shut up, Charles.
by you and you alone.
He's been re-signed for a multi-year. That's excellent. You know, the Chargers organization are pretty weird. There are players who come in and play really well, and then we don't re-sign them, and then we bring other people in. I think we did well to get Mike Pouncey, who's a center from the Dolphins. I mean, like, these are guys who are defensive guys. Oh, sorry, he's an offensive guy. But we've got players who got injured last year. We had Mike Williams.
Mike Tyson, were you? Mike
Tyson. Wish you had Mike Tyson.
Like that aggression.
Yeah.
So we had Mike Williams, who we drafted high as a wide receiver. You know, we've really got to see the best of our tight end, Hunter Henry. So I think offense, we're doing well. It's just build that defense. If we can get, if we can steal Derwin James, who was a safety in the draft, I think we're absolutely flying the Chargers.
Yeah.
So safety is what you're after.
Inside defender to stop the run. Yes. And we want to do that so we can, because we were like one of the worst teams for stopping the run. And also, we've got these monsters that love to chase the quarterback. So stop the run so we can chase after them.
I'm a big fan of the Chargers team. I think they are only one or two pieces away. They've got, when everyone's healthy, they've got a better offensive line. They've got a solid running back.
That division is seriously weakened.
Yeah, he's at the moment. And I think the Chargers could be the time they finally put everything together. I don't think Derwin James will get that far to you in the draft, but I think you've got a good season ahead.
Ooh, all very promising from our team so far. Mm. And can we keep it up?
Yeah.
Over to JP with the Browns update. Quite a lot's been happening, hasn't
there? There was a wonderful Friday evening a few weeks ago that the Browns traded for three players in the space of an hour. We brought in the established quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, which I really like.
Big fan of Tyrod.
I mean, he took a poor T-Mobile. Bills team to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And it means that when the Browns do draft a quarterback at number one in the draft, that they can sit for at least half the season, maybe the whole year. Yeah. And we don't have to rush them in straight away and put all that pressure on a kid's shoulders from the start. Jarvis Landry.
Great signing.
One of the more impressive slot wide receivers in the league. It's only going to be a good thing for the Browns.
Yeah. Well, he's been a Pro Bowler every year since he's been in the league. So
yeah. We're paying him a lot of money, but we've got the money to spend, so yeah. Why not?
The fifth most wide receiver, I think. Fifth highest paid.
But you've got Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, and Corey Coleman.
Love it.
And
Demaryius Randall was the third one, which is another great addition to our defence. Hopefully we'll improve it further.
It's all
in
very
the
positive in this room, isn't it?
It's
all
happening.
I think we've got four very exciting teams.
Unfortunately, the legend that is Joe Thomas retired, which is a shame that we couldn't get another year out of him when hopefully this is the year that we turn it around.
Yeah.
But, still
yeah, can't all be positive. They can't. They've got to go.
So you going quarterback for first pick? Is that like a dead cert?
First pick will be a quarterback.
Why, when you've just brought in Tyrod Taylor, would you get a quarterback?
We need that franchise quarterback. Tyrod Taylor's for right now, but he's not the future.
Quite young, isn't he?
No, he's been around the league for a while.
Early 30s.
And he's certainly not.
Oh, really?
He's not a game changer.
He's not Carson Wentz.
He's a game manager who can. He won't throw interceptions. I think he's pretty much got the lowest interception rate of any quarterback in the NFL, and he's solid. So I think he's a good
loves
base.
A run. Doesn't
we're
he?
Forgetting, of course, we also signed Carlos Hyde in free agency.
Pretty yeah. strong team.
It's looking good. So yeah. Number one,
good for three wins.
I mean, I hope we go Sam Darnold. There's been a lot of talk of Josh Allen, but I'm hoping that's just a bit of smoke. And then at number four, I wouldn't be shocked if we trade down and get some even more picks. We've got about 100 anyway. Or if we do pick, I think it's between Barkley, running back, and Chubb, the defensive end.
Yeah.
I mean, having Chubb and Myles Garrett would be
for a long, long
impressive.
Time. You know, having those two chase down quarterbacks for potentially up to a decade would be.
I think
we're
going to
trade down.
But you don't win games from them. Like, you were very close in games. Defense will get you so far. You need a functional offense
defense
to get you a
Super Bowl.
But let's be
honest. Yeah, but you need to get to the playoffs.
You need to win a game. Yeah, but they've also signed Jarvis Landry, Hyde, and Tyrod Taylor, and about to draft a quarterback first overall. So hopefully that will take care of
itself. Come on, let's give him some hope.
But, I think you've got offensive line.
This is exactly why I helped pick the Browns for JP, because whilst it was going to start, inevitably be bad. This is the exciting time.
You're going to say the same thing at the beginning of next year.
No, but you have so many draft picks that it's an exciting time to be a Browns fan.
Time to mention something very exciting happening to the Bites team, which is we have teamed up with Claire DeBear for an exciting NFL draft giveaway. For future Browns fans, much like JP, we can get you some fantastic clobber to help kickstart your fandom. JP, you've got a bit of the gear, haven't you? We sorted you out with some balls and some
hats and t-shirts,
all that stuff. Anyway, all you need to do is retweet the link from Claire de Bear, and make sure you follow both us and her. It's a great time to be following the Browns, get involved, and good chance to win. It's a great opportunity. We're really privileged to be a part of this. So yeah, we've been tweeting about this, so you can follow it all on Twitter.
Yeah.
And there are signed items, so.
Yeah, and like that, it really is an exciting time to get in at the ground door.
You said that.
Yeah. In the brown door.
Fantastic.
Starting
it's
off
an exciting time to get in the brown door. we've got a question from Jack Baylor. Who are your top three worst first picks of a draft since 2000? I would answer, but I'm going to go straight to Greeny.
I was thinking how to interpret this. It was like, are we thinking from a team, the first three picks of a certain team? Or
no, I assume he means like the first pick of a draft.
Okay, so if that being the case, a number of years ago, I think 7 years ago, Eric Fisher was an offensive lineman drafted by the Chiefs, and that has gone down as one of the worst picks in history. I was watching it. It was one of my first drafts, or maybe a few into it. And suddenly, from every year, you expect a quarterback or a game-changing defender to be there. For two offensive linemen to be right at the front of the draft and to really have no impact on any team after being picked was just a laughable situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that season was one of the worst draft classes in recent history, but that ended a series. I'm gonna interpret this as, because I think there aren't too many, but the Jags have, I mentioned earlier, have had some horrendous picks. And there were 3 years in a row where they picked in the top 10 and they picked Blaine Gabbert,
Backup for the...
Been cut from the Cardinals, yeah. I think. He's appalling. We then picked Justin Blackmon, who was an amazing wide receiver, but then got addicted to drugs and left the league after about
He was very Josh Gordon-esque.
Yeah, but like worse.
Is he still going, Josh Gordon?
Yeah, he's back.
He just signed today, his Browns tender, so
and
he'll play.
And then we followed that up with, in the same draft, Luke Jokel, who became a bit of a joke.
But who was the number 10
How did
pick,
you come out with that?
Oh, I looked up as I was working. But so that was 3 years in a row that we just picked absolutely horrendous players really high in the draft. And out of all of them, I've probably said the worst one was Blaine Gabbert, purely because we picked him ahead of J.J. Watt in...
Oh, my God.
In the 2011... It's the 2011 draft class, which is universally accepted as pretty much one of the best draft classes in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, the players in that were unbelievable, and we picked the one absolute flop.
JP, any examples from you?
I was given Jamarcus Russell by Greeny. Maybe just because of his name, Jamarcus.
Probably.
he was drafted number one overall by the Raiders in 2007. One of the elites, they said. Not so much.
He had a good rookie season and then just...
Well, he picked it up towards the end.
I found it quite interesting. He actually signed the biggest ever rookie deal at the time, but that was only after he held out on contract talks. He missed training camp.
Doesn't
bode well. He was released just, I think, 3 years later with only 7 wins to his name.
So he was more than the Browns in
the last 3 years.
He was a player going into the draft who, in like the combine and practice field, he would throw the ball over buildings, like 8,500 yards.
Is that the point of the game?
That's the real question. He's very Josh Allen-esque.
In high school, he threw the ball, I think, 70 yards from his knees.
Yeah.
Which is...
I think that sort of thing
mental.
Is what
Melvin
kind
Ingram
of got him hyped up much more than they should have done. He was like, if someone who can throw it that far, that hard, must be great. But then they're like, oh no, that's all he can do.
But to make matters worse, 2 months after being released, I mean, he was picked up again, but by the police.
good delivery, that.
God. Not so good for him. Never played a down of football after that.
So I think that's probably the worst.
What about, what's his name? The guy, Johnny Football. Was he a high pick?
He was picked 28 overall, by the Browns.
I think it was 22.
There's a lot of hype around there.
Right,
they traded up to get him after Manziel texted one of the Browns coaches, just basically saying, because he was supposed to be taken really high and he kept dropping. And he texted one of the Browns coaches that he knew being like, I want to rip up this league for the Browns. That made them trade up for him. And the rest is history.
Yeah. And in a recent interview, he was like, oh, they should have known I knew nothing about football.
Yeah.
What's he doing now? Like playing in the conference?
Spring League. Yeah. Some like backup league.
I think he's going to get signed. I think he's going to be a backup somewhere.
What a waste of time.
He did genuinely say, though, they should have known. Like, I mean, how. They should have known I'm an idiot. I mean, what ridiculous thing to say.
Dearing me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Time for some halftime snacks. Are we still sponsored by Zing Zing? I think we are, aren't we? Of course we are. They're friends of ours. Zing Zing, the best Chinese takeaway in the UK. Fact, you can get 20% off your order if you use the code 20bytes. That's 20 bytes. So, yeah, get your Chinese in. You've got nothing else to do. There's no NFL on. So
do it on draft day.
Get it in for the draft, yeah.
Happy days.
Do you reckon they're going to do some form of draft? Can anyone come up with a draft pun right now for Chinese food?
I can't right now, but I'm sure we'll have, I'm sure we'll have a jolly good go afterwards. It's time for top three times. Would it be horribly rude if I urinated while you did this and I listened back to the during the edit? Would that be okay?
Just in front of him.
No, I will go to the bathroom, but please do take it away with top three town. I'll look forward to listening back during the edit.
I'll be saddened when you're gone. Yeah, because you don't really care anyway. So yeah,
I feel like dad's away.
Yeah, the children will play.
Party time. No, I was trying to look online to see the interesting and fun things that happen in the off season. That was a lot harder than I thought, so I'm going to go a bit on memory about the fun things that happened. One of them was, which I found interesting, Dion Lewis, who had a great career, well, somewhat for the Patriots. He then signed for the Titans, and upon signing, he burst into tears, saying that he had never felt, you know, loved or wanted by a team before. And I found that really
quite
interesting.
Damning of the Bill Belichick era.
Like, yeah. Well, and also he's suddenly like one of the top 10 highest paid running backs, considering he'd been like going from team to team.
Winning comes out.
He was at the Browns, was he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, one of the many players that the Browns get rid of and then become really good elsewhere.
It's funny. It just kind of reminds me. Obviously, Man City just won the league. I read a quote about Pep Guardiola, one of his players.
Oh,
you know,
he was
like, What can I do to get in your plans? Like, what do I need to give? And Guardiola replied, your life.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me feel that's what Belichick does with his players. He just gets everything out of them that they can't really enjoy it, but they win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because Amendola, he had an interview yesterday and he said, you know, Belichick's an arsehole, but in a good way.
But it works.
Yeah. It's like the same thing. Like, Gronk is obviously going to probably go down as one of the best tight ends of all time. But you can tell he's very resistant to praising Belichick because he can tell he's very frustrated. You know, we can't celebrate, we can't do this, but they win. So it's a sacrifice.
Just
clearly...
whilst we're on the Patriots quickly, sorry to interrupt top three town, Granny, but what happened 18 years ago today?
Tom Brady got drafted.
Tom Brady got drafted.
199th overall. In the fifth round.
Mental.
Incredible. Daddy's come back and we can go off our tangents. Yeah. off of them.
Before you watch the draft, it might be worth watching a video of Tom Brady's combine or pro day performance. It is absolutely laughable that the guy on that video has turned out to be arguably the best athlete, quarterback, successful sportsman of all time.
Because he rarely played for Michigan.
Yeah, he honestly looks like he was like the maths nerd who had never played sport in his life and got picked last in PE. It's mental.
All right, we're on our second top three.
For fuck's sake.
All right, so during the combine, a small group of ex-Browns coaches decided to have a fired Browns coaches party at a local restaurant. And do you know what the restaurant was called? It was called Rock Bottom.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Nice.
It's like the opposite of that Leicester City party when they won the league all in Jamie Vardy's house, whatever it was.
I wish Hugh Jackson could join that.
Soon enough. Next year.
That was quite depressing.
So Will Hernandez, who's an offensive guard at this upcoming draft, he said the first purchase he will make when he gets drafted is one of those fancy toilets. I don't know where he's from. I'm assuming Louisiana.
Yeah.
One of those fancy toilets where you don't have to use toilet paper.
Bidet to you too.
If you've never used a bidet, you don't realise how messy it'll be. So I'm sure he'll land at the Browns.
used a bidet for the first time on holiday a couple of weeks ago because I've got a friend who swears by them. I turned it on and it just threw shit all over the place, to be honest.
Against the wall, nice curtains.
It was really horrible. Mildly erotic for about a second, but generally quite, yeah.
Well, quite enjoy messy. That, Will Hernandez.
Quite messy.
You're listening.
I do have another one, but then I tried to... I remember seeing it, and then I tried to research it and find it, but...
It didn't exist?
It didn't exist, or it came up with too much erotic stuff, because there was a story about how these Texas players went onto the strip to have a party and just started motorboating women in the street. And I'm sure there was a picture, but when I try to find it, I guess you could...
Yeah, you searched that at work.
Yeah. You had to have a talk with your line manager.
Yeah.
Speaking of work, are you actually in line for the WPP job, Greeny?
That was just the political part of our... Section. Yeah, yeah. So
for those that don't know, Martin Sorrell stepped down and Greeny's being tipped for the job.
Stepping up.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be time. Would you carry on doing the podcast?
I think if they let me do like a GM like role, so I'll do a few trades. I'll trade, you know, some companies
you're
in, some Saatchi companies
and
out.
Saatchi's for Kantar and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I think I would do that.
Okay.
Would
you
counter after drop?
You could get us some ad space. You could kind of put us first in ad on ITV. We could be the Brits in the End Zone, biggest and most advertised podcast in the world.
I mean, if you just give me the 70 million of annual salary, I'll be fine.
Okay. Anyway, was that the end of your town?
The town.
Yeah.
The town has gone. The Browns town.
Why top three town?
Greeny loves a bit of alliteration.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fantastic. Time to answer some of your questions that you've been sending in during the break. Do keep them coming. Got one from Vicky.
During the break.
During the break, you know. Not
not while you've been in the loo.
I don't mean like Ann and Deck style during the break. I meant like.
You mean just Deck?
The off season, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Vicky has been constantly emailing. She's been saying, what are current fantasy situations that you are hoping do not get changed or adjusted by the draft, i.e. Carlos Hyde fantasy outlook may be quite good if Browns do not draft Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Can you explain that for me, Adley?
I'm guessing that what she... Yeah, yes, I can. Thank you. What I'm guessing she means is that, right, are there any players that could get drafted in that could ruin, you know, where your people that you like currently land? For example, if you might take Carlos Hyde in the second round, but not if they go and bloody draft Saquon, because then he might drop down to the fourth, fifth round.
Spot on, Saquon.
Thanks.
Really, you've absolutely smashed that.
Thank you very much. Shall I just answer the question?
Yeah.
What are the current fantasy situations that you're hoping to? I'm worried about Tyrod Taylor, because I think that they're probably going to end up drafting a quarterback first. and Tyrod then might feel the pressure of a young man up behind him, and we've all felt that.
Do you not think he'll sit behind Tyrod?
He will, but what I'm saying is that Tyrod
will be pushing him hard.
Yeah, he'll be ramming him up the rear, and
it's taking a turn.
What happened in the toilet?
Yeah, he got pushed in the.
Anyway, but DiMicelli's smiling. So JP, any current fantasy situations you're hoping don't get changed?
The Eagles, actually. Jay Ajayi at the moment. Blount's obviously gone. He's kind of got that first and second down role his own. So I'd quite like to keep that for him. And I'm hoping that the Eagles do not draft highly another running back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good shout. What's his name's coming back from injury as well, I imagine. Haven't they got, what's his name, injured?
Sproles.
He's got Sproles.
He's left. He's retired.
He's retired. Oh, right.
So, the one I'd say would be Kenyon Drake at the Dolphins. I think, I know they brought in Gore, but I think his role is still quite secure. But if they could easily draft another running back that would really
Frankie Gore.
Screw that. Yeah,
Frankie
he's left
Gore.
The Colts.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Wow.
And well,
he's going to be partying in Miami.
He's gone from the Colts. And if no one gets drafted at the Colts, then Marlon Mack is going to be a great...
They're
going to
either
but
sign
they
or
cannot
draft someone.
Go without one because he's the only one they've got.
Greeny?
I'm going to go with the team I'm most familiar with. So the Chargers. I'm really high on Melvin Gordon this year. I think a lot of people will... I think it's going to be all about feeding him. But a few draft analysts are saying that we could get someone like Ronald Jones, late in the second round, and I think that will take away some opportunity
for
Melvin Gordon.
What about your man, Austin Eckler?
He's someone who just allows Melvin Gordon to have a little breather on the sideline, get some Lucozade, but nothing.
Ronald Jones?
three spoils the party. Two is a nice balance.
Fair play.
Okay, what about Gordon's question? Who is the best player in the draft who no one is talking about? So anyone that we're forgetting? Anyone I'm forgetting?
I've got a couple, mainly because I love saying his name, and that's, I'll probably mispronounce it, but Equanimous St. Brown.
Wow.
It's a great name. Mm. He's a very good wide receiver.
I think I studied him in economics.
From Notre Dame. I don't know how to say it. I don't know why they say it like that. But
I think next episode we should all do it in a different accent.
I tried.
That could probably get a few complaints. But depending on
what accent. No, PR is bad. All PR is good PR.
But yeah, I think he's a very good wide receiver from Notre Dame. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, but yeah, he's probably going to... Could easily go quite late in the draft, but he's a very good good big player. And also one shout out for tight end Ian Thomas.
Do you know him?
Boring name.
It's like a left back for Leicester.
Why are you shouting him out?
Because I think answering the question.
Well, not really. A shout out suggests that, like, my mate Jack has said quickly now for Jack Baylor.
Well, he might be listening, but I know. I think he. There's a top Jack. Four consensus at the moment over the tight end's position, and I think he could come into that fold and actually have a very good career.
Greeny, what the hell
career.
Are you looking at over there? Spreadsheets?
It's my draft rundown.
Very prepared.
It's my ranking. You know.
Anything from there you want to divulge, or is it all top secret?
Top secret. I'll give you a few names, you know. Do you want offensive or defensive players?
I'll have one offensive.
Oh, okay.
And that'll do.
Let me see who I've got here that I want to... I'm going to say that a man from South Carolina, Hayden Hurst, is going to be a big tight end next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is literally a big tight end.
He's a big tight end.
The old double H.
He was very reliable hands. Mm.
He's like 24, 25 already, isn't he?
I mean, that's not old.
What's he been doing?
Well, you say that. I mean, Alan Robinson, who's just going in his second contract with the Bears, is younger than Hayden Hurst.
Okay, but think about wide receivers compared to tight ends. Wide receivers, you've got to be young, you've got to run.
It's an interesting thing.
Tight ends, you've got Jason Witten still going strong. You've got Antonio Gates still going strong. You need to be mature. You need to know all
going
the routes.
Going strong is questionable.
Antonio Gates?
He's still going.
Has he been touching the ball recently?
No, he's very much
he gets like three
out.
Or four touchdowns a year, which is more than, you know, Julio Jones.
I'm looking forward to seeing where Royce Freeman ends up, running back from Oregon. Expected to be drafted sort of late third, early fourth. Potential three down back. Very good with his hands, catching the ball. Yeah, quite excited.
Very good
him.
With his elbow touching the ball.
I've seen a lot of hype for the people. A lot of Jags fans.
I thought you were about to say I've
on.
Seen a lot of tape of him.
No. Come on, I'm not that guy. Okay.
Can we just say that we don't watch tape, and I don't expect a lot of people to watch a lot of the college tape.
A lot of college ball.
They call it tape. It's watching highlights of all the college players.
Oh, how do you know we don't? I do.
We've seen some games. We've seen some games live when we were at in Miami.
We saw one game and we were heavily like motion sick.
And do you know who was playing that day? Hayden Hurst.
Was it?
Yeah. South Carolina.
Didn't
know. I saw Christian Kirk play for the Texas A&M. And,
live?
He scored two touchdowns and I think he could be sneaking into the first round this year. So
right,
watch out for
him. You should be a scout.
Well.
You've got some actual...
He's got great returnability and special teams.
Returnability.
Bounce back
ability. No, he scored a touchdown return.
Is there an NFL player top trumps? If not, should we franchise it and invent it? Could be quite fun.
To be discussed.
You have to get new cards every year. Seems like a hassle.
Okay, mate, you're out. You're out then.
Yeah.
Cars from the 80s don't change.
The other three
maybe
of
an
us
app.
Will.
Top Trumps.
Yeah,
app.
There we go. Yeah. Business idea. If you have the capability to make that happen, I'll give you 5%. actually, maybe 3%. Andy is dying to know what do the Broncos do at 5. I don't know if he means 5 p.m. or what he means. Does anyone know?
I remember I wrote on my notes, I wrote BAP, which is the short form for best available player, which is what they like to say.
Is that not like an obvious thing?
And that's the thing. Like, you kind of see, when reading a lot of articles, they just write BAP a lot. And
I reckon paid to write those.
Yeah.
I reckon if a quarterback's there that they want, they will take him. If not, I think they might trade back.
They could do. They definitely. Yeah. I mean, there are if there are other teams who are desperate for a quarterback, that's a position that they. Yeah. That's a.
But also today they released CJ Anderson. So if Barkley drops,
yeah,
yeah,
what's their quarterback?
So they spent a lot of money on Case Keenum, like $18 million, I think, this year. So you either decide a
Case Keenum's gone. There.
Case Keenum.
Oh, I didn't know
from
that.
The Vikings. You either decide to go all
Why
in
wasn't
on
that
Case
in
Keenum.
The update earlier?
We're going to have a bigger summary of actual movements and everything later on. I think it was.
There's been
much.
A lot when? Of movements in the off season.
But what time?
No,
after the draft.
A different podcast.
Oh right. Okay.
So you either decide to go a all in on Case Keenum. He's only like 31. He's still young. Get an offensive tackler, offensive guard. Or get like Saquon Barkley if he's still around. He might be there. Browns may not get him. Or you go B, you get like there's a quarterback there waiting in the wings you want. Maybe a Josh Rosen. He's intelligent. Could be a new Peyton Manning maybe. You pick him up. Or like JP said, you trade back, you accumulate picks. You've still got a strong squad there.
Yeah, I think it's actually quite exciting this year for the draft. The last couple of years, it's pretty much been nailed on who the first two, three, four players are going to be. Whereas this year, it's kind of all up in the air.
And also, it's just, well, one tip to be the strongest quarterback class potentially ever. I mean,
since that big class of 2011.
2011 was the year.
With JJ Watt.
Well done for listening. But in terms of quarterbacks, it only had Cam Newton.
That was a wide receiver year, wasn't it?
A tight end.
No, wide receiver was later. Defensive tackle. 2013 one, I thought.
Defensive tackle, yeah.
There were quite a few defensive tackles. Yeah. Anyway, look, that was a good year overall. Adley's been doing his research. I think this year it's got four quarterbacks who could arguably go in the top four or five picks. And then there's also Lamar Jackson who could sneak. Easily go in the first round, and potentially Mason Rudolph, who's mixes a lot of opinions whether he goes in the first round.
Hopefully, to the Vikings
the second round,
Rudolph.
and maybe, but
not.
Yeah, they probably won't sign considering they just signed Kirk Cousins.
I don't even know
what
team we're talking about. Emma has said, which team do you have the least amount of interest in this year and struggle to follow them in the off-season draft? I like that question.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's quite negative.
I'd say
the Lions for me. They are chronically boring, aren't they?
Wasting any.
Sorry. Careful. Lions for me are a little dull.
After seeing them this season, I think nothing the Ravens do can get me remotely excited. You know, Joe Flacco is a perennially boring quarterback.
I thought you said human being.
Anyone else? Who else are we bored by?
Tampa Bay.
Really?
I was
so excited last year with Hard Knocks and all of that.
I have no interest in them at all.
Really?
It might be like because they're in a really competitive division, so like the Saints, Falcons and Panthers, they're all quite exciting, good teams.
I can understand.
They've got some exciting players.
I think Mike Evans. Then Winston has a
James
good
Winston.
Year.
James Winston.
Yeah. I just don't care about them.
Fair enough. Okay, but that's the question. So I think that I had the Bengals.
I literally forgot they existed.
There we go. And also the Cardinals.
Oh, no, I like them.
I think they're right, but they've lost Bruce Arians, who was like the character around the dressing room. They've lost their quarterback. Carson Palmer's retired.
Oh, right. And Fitzgerald's still there?
Fitzgerald's there. That's
David Johnson.
I do love Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah, David Johnson.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But in terms of what they do, I'm not really fast.
Sam Bradford could be an upgrade on Carson Palmer, though.
If he stays
healthy. If his knees work.
Lots of
Jamarcus Russell and play on his knees.
Couple of final questions. We've got, the man himself, Rob Wastineni. With last year's Reuben Foster looking at 11 years in prison, which possible first rounder would you avoid in the draft? Would you avoid in the dark?
I'd avoid all of them in the dark.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they're all 6'7". I actually think it's a difficult question because I don't think any of them really
it's
have...
It's a very negative spin on a question.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is going to get arrested?
So I think they've got a rule in place that if you have a domestic abuse case against you in the past, you can't be part of the combine. And that's where a lot of the players go into the first round. So I don't think there's anyone with history of that currently in the first round. Do you know? I don't know.
I'm just looking forward to someone doing drugs coming out in a video again before the draft.
I've interpreted it as not looking at sort of the negative spin of anyone getting arrested or dropping. Which first rounder would I want to avoid? Whichever quarterback the Browns draft, because
Josh Allen,
he's going to be bad.
Yeah, I think out of the two quarterbacks, I think the two that have got the most potential to bust are Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield has a very good...
Is he the little one?
He's the small one, but Drew
Brees...
He's still 6 foot.
Yeah, Drew Brees has shown you don't 5'11". Have to be tall, but he's kind of got his own show already, and it's like he believes his own hype, and that's a bit Johnny Manziel-esque. It's a bit worrying. Mm. And Josh Allen, again, he actually had the highest percentage of uncatchable throws in his last year of college out of any quarterback drafted in the last 5 years.
And in high school as well.
There we go.
He's just a very inaccurate...
Yeah, which is what you want from the Browns picking number one overall.
Just got a great PR team?
He's one of those... They really love his size and physique.
His measurables.
Exactly, his measurables, rather, which I think they should follow his ability instead.
They love his finger length.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds great like fingers. a Jamarcus Russell pick. Easy for me to say.
Jablarcus Muscle.
Yeah.
But, what was the last part of your body that you shaved?
I actually shaved my back recently.
Okay, Charles?
My cheeks.
What do you mean?
I have to shave my cheeks.
I have to keep the lines tidy down the side.
Yeah. Fresh beard trim.
Bridge. That's not a wet shave, though.
No, from a couple of days ago.
Yeah. You wet shaved, though?
No.
No. All right, okay.
How about you? You can't ask it and not answer yourself.
How's your Darius Gooch?
Nothing particularly. I did a little bit of the underneath and a little bit of the cheeky cheek. Patrick Jackson says, what events in the combine would you focus on if you were looking to harvest some...
Harvest sounds like organs, but yeah.
If you were looking to harvest some talent for your teams, what events would you be focusing on, Greeny?
You know what I like. I love the Wonderlick.
Oh, I know what you like.
Oh, yeah. The Wonderlicky. Yeah.
The Wonderlick.
It's the IQ test. Yeah.
Frank Gore got a 5. Legendary.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. That's bad.
That's really
bad.
Bad
to say, just in case people.
That's why
that
his last is so long, though. Like, he had no brain. Those hits he takes, it just
he has no brain cells to lose. But I think for me, I had two answers to this question. One, the serious one.
You
which
have
I,
two answers to every.
Yeah,
question,
but this one.
Why caveat it every time?
Yeah. Well, okay. I looked at like record broad jumps, and that was because that's the one that all whenever I see it, like how on earth they do that from a standing jump to jump like 12 feet in front of them, it looks ridiculous. But I looked at like some of the record breakers of that, and they end up being like top players in the NFL. So I think it has a proper translation to athleticism and success in the NFL. So that's what I'd look at for my team. But I'd also like there to be like different combine events, like a sort of like
horse racing,
like gladiators, or like, you know, like sort of like,
yes,
or like an inflatable assault course they've got to go through to like test their balance and agility. And I think it'd be great fun
like
to
Ninja
watch.
Warrior, or something.
Yeah, he's like Ninja Warrior or Takeshi's like total Wipeout.
I think
we should
come up with for the next episode some other potential. What should they be introducing to the combine that's actually kind of relevant? So if a lot of players are getting done for drugs, what could we introduce early on to kind
drug
of catch
test?
That out? Well, no, more like if they're going to become drug addicts or
like role
if
play.
They're going
like if someone comes up to you in the street and offers you something.
Yeah,
what do you say?
I'll give you 2 for a 5.
If you're Adrian Peterson, you know, if your kid is there, should you A, hit him, or B, not hit? You know, those kinds of things.
With a brunch.
That's a great PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Press B to not hit.
Yeah.
A.
I feel like that could be a multiple choice question in the Wonderlick test.
Yeah, I think that's probably why Al Gore, Frank Gore got a 5.
Al Gore would do better.
Poor old Al Gore. What happened to him?
But to answer your question, Charles, actually, you didn't actually ask
it. No, I didn't ask it. I'm intrigued to see what my question was.
To say your point, you mentioned the broad jump, but there are different, what are we calling them? Different combined skills or
skill set events.
Events which pertain to a different position group. So broad jump is great for defensive tackles. You do a 3-cone drill for offense for defensive linemen.
Yeah,
you
I know have... how it works.
So like the best player. So there's like probably one per each category.
Right.
That
well, yeah, but
the best
I wasn't
going
to literally
be...
list every single one for each different position.
I found that interesting, so okay. I'm going to.
Great. The combine's interesting.
Charles, did you have some trivia for us? I've got this written down.
Charlie's trivia. Who? You literally just fallen off your chair.
Oh my god!
I mean, what on earth? So it's
Tim Michelli has set me up for a fucking fall.
Is the chair broken?
No, it fell on the hill.
Oh my god! That's hilarious.
My back is broken.
My trivia.
I'm alive.
Trivia is who can sit on a chair.
Sorry,
properly.
it was Charlie's trivia, not Charles's trivia.
Yeah, it's not like we've been doing this podcast for a whole year.
I forgot Charlie was still around.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I think we're out of trivia. Unless Steve Michelli's got some trivia. Did you do that on purpose?
Sorry.
Do you have any trivia for us? It's unlikely.
It's very unlikely.
Won the Super Bowl in 1976.
Good question. I assume you don't have the answer to hand.
I'd go for the Steelers.
No,
I'd go for the Steelers because they were
Dolphins.
Good at that time. There we go.
Ooh,
I will search and come back to you.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go the Bears.
That was being my second guess.
Wait, what are you doing?
The Bears.
1976.
76, NFL.
Have you ever thought of becoming a question master?
JP?
The Patriots.
Ooh. that's a bold shout.
And the answer is?
Have you looked it up?
No. I've just opened the
I literally couldn't think of any team. I haven't watched any just NFL for
the browser.
For
stand oh by, God. Browser being open. What have you gone for, Charlie? You gone for Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome, Mozilla?
Oh, I've got it up.
Firefox.
Oh, yes. Firefox. Steelers, I win.
Oh, my God.
What delivery?
Yeah, there we go.
How's that browser working for you?
So,
the Steelers defeated the Cowboys.
I won the trivia last season. I'm up 1-0 to start this one.
What a fun-packed episode. What a dramatic ending. I nearly died. thanks for tuning in. You can tweet us at Brits_endzone. You can email us britsendzone@gmail.com. Our website is britsendzone.com.
Lots of great content on there.
It's all happening. I hear our following's really going up, Greeny. We're going pretty global.
Greeny said he's going to write a new piece of content to go on there in the next week or so.
New piece of content, the buzzword, content.
Yeah. Content.
I hear it's all about digital these days. When is our next podcast? Any guys?
We'll have a post-draft.
Post-mortem.
Post-draft
Expect
review.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Expect 2 weeks. Okay, fantastic. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Dimicelli, of course, Charles, JP, Greeny. JP, good luck for the marathon.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much. We won't see you, but yeah, see ya. Bye.